So welcome in our final guest here. It's Peggy Orr with LifeChain. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay.
Tanner.
Now, how long have you been with LifeChain, or what's your affiliation with
LifeChain? I don't want to date myself too much, but I've been participating in LifeChain as long as LifeChain's been in North Platte, basically. LifeChain has been operating on the first Sunday of October from 2 to 3 on the corner of 4th and Jeffers for the past 35 years.
35?
Yes.
Wow.
And I've probably been at nearly every one. I just think that LifeChain is such a wonderful opportunity for people to witness that abortion really has a tragic aftermath, and it's an injustice on families. And it's the nation's largest pro-life event, and there's going to be 1,500 cities across the nation participating on that day.
Okay, and so it's I assume the chain moniker means you guys like in a chain.
That's
a line?
Right. It's pretty much a chain, and it's a silent demonstration. We spend time of reflection. It's a true prayer chain, and those at home or work can also join. Even if you can't be physically present, we're praying for a personal repentance and forgiveness for medical professionals, for the protection of prenatal infants, and for families suffering from post-abortion trauma. And just that we believe that abortion is an unmerciful killing of children created in the image and likeness of God the Father. So during this hour-long present demonstration, there will be three babies born in Nebraska. That's a happy thing, but there will also be one baby aborted. We feel like it's more relevant now than a year ago that the Supreme Court of the United States returned to the states their constitutional right to decide locally. And so we contemplate on the disintegration of that the family of God, that God so desires us to have. This disintegration of family has been brought about by 50 years of legalized abortion. And we're here to change minds and save souls. And we're just going to stand there for an hour on the corners. Everyone's welcome to join us. You don't have to stay for the entire hour. We'll be handing out signs on the corner of 4th and Jeffers. And we have 9 official pro-life signs. One of them, the main one that they started with in Bakersfield, California in 1987, the main sign started by saying abortion kills children. And so we also have a Spanish sign, aborto mata los niños, and we have adoption, the loving option, pray to end abortion, and there's, 9 total signs. If you'd like to learn more about LifeChain, and you want to find a LifeChain that's closer to you, but you're in the listening audience of KODY, then you go to www.lifechain.net, and there's also, you can go to another website to find out more information about LifeChain, and it's at www.nationallifechain.org. And this is my own little moniker. LifeChain is changing minds and saving souls. I also want to remind anyone, if they're suffering from the aftermath of abortion, there is a there are people there waiting to help you, whether you're a man or a woman or a grandmother or an aunt or an uncle or whatever. And you can call Women's Resource Center, and they have people that will counsel you. It's 308-534-1440. They will help you in many ways. So if you wanted to call Women's Resource Center, they could help you there. And I think in my many years of involvement with the pro-life, how much time do I have?
We got another minute or
so. I'm going to still mention a couple of things. I've been involved with pro-life for many, many years. And I've met many men and women hurting from past abortions. And some abortions were as recent as 2 weeks. And some were 40, 50 years prior. I've met people who have lived through failed abortions, and I've met doctors who've regretted performing abortions, some aborting even their own children. And I met a remorseful Jane Roe of the Roe versus Wade, whose name was Norma McCorvey. There's been so much hurt, and hearing their testimonies has given me a greater conviction. And I do believe that abortion is a sin on the conscience of America. And the Bible and reason and science couldn't be more clear. A child is a child from conception. And let's be frank, if you and I had been aborted, we wouldn't be here. So I'm inviting everyone to join us for an hour of silent reflection with the Life Chain, which is an annual event.
And it's this Sunday.
Starts
at 2 o'clock, you said?
Just a block away from KODY Studios. It's on 4th and Jeffers from 2 to 3.
Okay.
And we'll be handing out those signs. And I'll be there, and I'd love to meet you. And thank you very much.